fans, we are ready to get this game underway. We'll have the starting lineups for you now. As the Bears out of Golden State Baptist College, those guys are from Santa Clara, and they are a good-looking group of guys. Not only a good-looking group of guys, they're the 2007 Pacific Christian Athletics Conference champions. And this year, so far, they're 2-0 in their conference. The starting lineups for the Golden State Baptist College Bears under head coach Tim Treiber, assisted by DJ Usen, Eric High, Jim Kale. Number 10 is David Craig, a 5'7 freshman out of Murray, Kentucky. Number 15 is Stephen Wendt, a 6'2 junior out of Santa Clara. Number 32 is Ben Chambers, a 6-footer. He's a senior out of Santa Clara. The top scorer, number 45, is Sean Jackson, a 5'7 senior from Santa Clara. And double O, Jake Pinello, a 6'5 senior from Santa Clara. Both teams now shaking hands with the opposing coach for the Penguins under head coach Brett Tavani in his third year, assisted by Lee Creation, Brandon Davis, John Parker, and Jeff Stanley. Number 10, Michael Wells, a 6-footer out of Claremont, California. He's a freshman. Number 20, Nate Rogoff gets a start tonight, the 6-footer out of San Luis. He's a senior. Number 34, the top scorer for the Penguins, Adam Chavis, at 6'5 out of Oakland. He's a sophomore. Ray Chavis. Number 23, the 6-footer from San Leandro. He's a junior. And Ryan Trammell. Number 42, a 6'5 junior from Oceanside, California, from the NAIA, the three sanctioned referees in the house, John Peterson, Dave Cooley, Keith Jackson. We are ready to get this game underway. And for the Bears, I'm not sure who will be the starter, but I bet Ryan Trammell gets the tip for the Penguins. He's usually the man in the middle. Both teams are out on the court now. We're just about ready to get this game underway. 20 minutes on the overhead clock, 35 on the shot clock. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. All right, Ryan Trammell, as suspected, is in the middle, and he's up against Pinello. Pinello at 6'5", Trammell at 6'7", and Trammell tips it out. Oh, Ray Chavis with a three ball on the way after the Penguins got the tip out very quickly. He missed it, but the Penguins got the rebound. Now Adam Chavis out to the right side, gets it to Ryan. Then back to Nate between the circles. Nate's going to slow things down. He's on the right side, way out there on the wing. A little too far, and now Nate throws it away. He gets into the hands of David Craig, who pulls it up. David Craig, a 5'7 freshman, bounces off to the left wing to Sean Jackson, the leading scorer. Jackson now hands it off to Pinello. Now back to Jackson. Now back, left, right. Craig's got it. Oh, Pinello had it stripped away by Ryan Trammell, but it is the Bears' ball. Golden State Baptist College out of Santa Clara. Shout out to the Golden State fans listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. From San Fran to Japan. From the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, radio.dominican.edu. Now David Craig with a layup, but he missed it. A little bit deep, high off the glass, the Penguins come down with it. Left side now, the Penguins moving from our right to left, from the P to the Q on the keyboard. Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlon Center. Now the Penguins have the ball on the outside. Now they work it indoors, they try to get it to Chavis. Chavis to Chavis, and now Adam Chavis steps out of bounds with it. Ray Chavis tried to pound it indoors to his brother down low, but couldn't make the connection. So inbounds Bears. David Craig across the middle. He drifts over to the left side. Craig has the sweatband on the right arm. On the right wrist, I should say. Now a simple layup is put in there by 32 Ben Chambers, a 6-footer out of Santa Clara. Chambers scores the deuce after a great give and go from Craig. Now into the forecourt. Ray Chavis has it. Left side, Adam. Thinking three ball on the way. Oh, Chavis buries a tray ball. Chavis opens things up for the Penguins. 3-2 DU. Craig now at the top of the key for Golden State. Over to Sean Jackson. Now left side. He's got Wells plastered to him. Now left, right. Good foot fake there. Good ball control by Jackson. Now with the runner. And Jackson from the lane buries a deuce straight away. Boy, he just worked it right, then left, got all the penguins off of him, shook him off, worked his way in the lane nicely, and then buried a deuce. Outdoors now to Nate. Rogoff between the circles. No look pass over to Ray, but Ray has nowhere to go. Indoors, Trammell. Outside, Ray Chavis on the way for three. Oh, Ray Chavis! Ken's a three ball. Good shot there by Chavis. Super play. Trammell with the assist, and Chavis knocks down a big three. Well, that's sweet. Penguins up 6-4 now. Golden State on the other end, just off to our right. Here's a jumper now by Jackson. A little too low off the glass, but he gets his own rebound after a bounce off of three Penguins. Jackson now goes back to the circles, looks over at Craig, but holds onto the ball. Now a low bounce pass to Pinello with the turnaround jumper, 180-0. Down with it, Ryan Trammell. Across the middle, Nate Rogoff now, and he moves quickly. He hands it off to Chavis, who just scored the big three ball. Chavis right in the top goes to Wells. Now Wells heaves it over to Nate. Nate on the right wing, he's too far out. Now they get it over to Adam Chavis on the way. Turnaround jumper, no, it's deep. Down with it, Craig with the rebound. 6-4, Penguins on top. 6:50 to go, fans, in the first half. Just one game tonight. Men only tonight. Now there's a whistle on Golden State, who had worked the ball way out there on the left corner. Ben Chambers had it. Foul's called on Adam Chavis. Now for the Bears in, Michael Strauf has come in along with Josh Van Horn. No relation. 6'2" sophomore from Loudonville, Ohio, is Van Horn. And very quickly, the Bears get it inbounds and the shot is not made. It bounced out and Wells comes up with it. Wells with a runner. Wells with a drifting. What? It came off of his forearms and it went in. Wells with a superb play. Man, what a magnificent shot by Wells to keep it together. 8-4. DU on top. Sean Jackson's got it now. He heaves it across the middle. On the jumper now to Van Horn. Can't get it. Out Nate Rogoff's got it. 8-4 DU. We're coming up on 16. Left side Wells on the wing. Three ball on the way. Wells missed it right. And it spit out left. Down with the rebound is Van Horn. He hands it off to Craig. Check it. That's Strauf. Strauf brings it across. Now it's stripped away from Pinello. And it goes out of play, and they're going to give it to the Penguins. Pinello is working the ball inside the key and then just turned around. Took it down the line just from the free throw line like he was going to drive into the right side. And it was knocked out of play by one of the DUs, but I think Pinello got the ball a little late. Now the Penguins in transition. They get it down to the other end. The hook shot by Ryan Trammell, no. Back down with it to Strauf. Strauf with another rebound. Strauf's in there, 5-5. Strauf now drives the lane, flings it out, no look, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be, it went out of bounds off of Adam Chavis. Strauf just buries the shoulder, lowers the shoulder and buries his head, gets right through the lane. It's a good play by Strauf at 5-5. He's the smallest player on the court, but he's playing very tough. Now Golden State's going to work it around the outside. Ramsey has got it. This is Eric Ramsey, 6'2", freshman out of Murray, Kentucky. And he works it over to the left side. Now Strauf's got it. Back to the top. Here's Van Horn. Van Horn between the circles. Five on the shot clock. They got to do something with it. Here's Chambers. Chambers drives the lane. Ray Chavis has got it. There's 1 second on the shot clock. And Golden State's going to have it on the short end. They get it in. 1 second. No. Now the Penguins have the ball, and it's Adam Chavis from the right side, and Chavis with the slam jam! Chavis with the give and go. Oh man, a timeout's been called by Tim Treiber, the head coach of the Bears. But Chavis with the slam jam puts the Penguins up 10-4, good buddy. 14:53 to go. This timeout brought to you by T&B Sports since 1946. T&B Sports, right there on 4th Street. T&B Sports, proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics and the Field of Dreams. Find them on the web at tnbsports.com. Adam Chavis puts down the fury and slams one home. After the Bears missed a shot with 1 second on the shot clock, the inbounds was thrown errantly. And I think it was Rogoff that had it. One of the Penguins fired it all the way down to the other end, and Chavis was already breaking that way. Chavis going 100 miles an hour was uncontested, and he went in for the big slam. Shout-out from head coach Brett Tavani. Special shout-out to Melbourne, Australia, and the Flacks. Alistair not playing tonight. And I'll get to the reason why. The end of the timeout comes. Strauss got it now. He goes right wing. Now Pinello. He's down in the corner. He's got Ryan all over him. Ryan's bumping into him all over the place. Now Ramsey. Now backed over to Pinello. Oh, they work it indoors nicely. To Chambers. Uh-oh, Chambers now. Eighth row of the grandstands. Chambers was looking for Eric Ramsey. Chambers heaved it over, and it went way out. The Penguins now with the ball. And Kruger's come into the game. Kevin Kruger, 6'2", junior out of San Lorenzo. He brings it inbounds, and the Penguins now have it. Kruger, top of the key. Over to Ryan, now Nate. Nate's way out there. Nate fires it indoors to Ray Chavis, but can't get a hand on it. 10-4 is the score with 14:15 to go. Chavis muffed it out of bounds, and it's going to be Golden State's ball. Welcome all the Golden State Bears fans listening. Golden State out of Santa Clara. Now Golden State's got the ball. Here's a turnaround jumper by Sean Jackson. No, down with a trammel. So that northern hoop is giving the Bears fits. Uh-oh, and a great steal now on the give and go. And the up and in. Oh, Sean Jackson had it up and under. Couldn't get it to fall after the Bears stole it away. Rogoff had thrown it away, and the Bears had it. A lot of DU students now, first day of classes, pouring into the Conlon Center. Here's Kruger. Kruger now gets it to Trammell, down low now. Wells, left wing. Wells back and forth. Wells works the lane. Wells with a jumper on the way. Good. Mike buries a deuce, 12-4. Great play by Wells to just shake off the defender there with a little bit of a juke move, and then got a clean jumper. Now here's a three ball by Van Horn. He lets it go from the left wing. No. Havlicek getting ready to come in for the Penguins, and the Penguins now on offense after the missed jumper. Left side now to Nate Rogoff. He's right between the circles. Nate comes off the insignia, goes over to the right side. Wells, who just buried the big deuce, the big long one. Wells now points at Craig, or toward Craig. I think he was probably pointing at one of his teammates, but I didn't see a Penguin down low. 9 on the shot clock now. Havlicek thinking about it. He gets it off to Ryan with a jumper. Very high. Boy, there was a ton of air under that one, 12-4. Penguins do get the rebound, though, Kruger. Right side, here's Nate. He flips it off to Wells. Thinks 3, no. Back indoors. Kruger's got it. He has it stripped away. Kruger was on his way up, and it goes the way of the Bears. 12-4, 12-24 to go, fans. In the first half, just one game tonight. Sean Jackson's got it now. Jackson on the right wing. Jackson working the ball back and forth between Craig and himself. Back over to Stephen Wendt, who started the game. Wendt, a 6'2" junior. Outdoors now. Oh, a long three ball by David Craig from about 25, and it goes down. What a magnificent shot by Craig. A three ball, 12-7. Penguins now on offense. Craig fired that thing from 100 miles away, and it went in. Here's Wells, drives it baseline. Over to Nate. Nate to Ray. Three ball on the way. Oh, Chavis with a three ball. 15-7, Ray Chavis buries a big three to answer the massive three by David Craig. Craig's got the ball now. And another three ball on the way straight away. He missed this one left. Behind the back of the no-look pass after the rebound by Sean Jackson. No look, and the Penguins picked it up. It was going to be slick if there was a bear there. Now the give and go from Nate to Ray Chavis to Ryan Trammell right under the hoop, and Trammell softs it in there. 17-7, DU on top, 11 minutes to go. Bears throw it away. They transition to the other end, and the Bears throw it out. Havlicek, check it. Valderrama's come in. He'll be in there with Wells, Havlicek. Now Ferreira has come in. Matt Ferreira, number 11, is a 5'10" junior out of Hayfork. 17-7 fans. The Penguins have committed one team foul, and the Bears have committed none. Kruger now, left side, Ferreira. Ferreira's out there at about the point where Craig fired that big three ball, but just too far out. That was a sweet shot by Craig. And Ferreira with the driver. Oh, Ferreira finger rolls. He got an elbow in the chin. He's checking for blood. Nothing. He missed it, but he doesn't have a bloody chin, so that's a good thing. Now they transition to the other end. David Craig has it. He's got it on the left wing now. Craig's got Ferreira plastered to him. Oh, Ferreira stole it away. Now Ferreira one-on-one. Now Ferreira two-on-one. He's got Wells left side. Great patience. Wells bumps and slams his way in there against Stephen Wendt and scores the easy deuce from the left side. It looked easy. I'm sure it wasn't easy. Now Pinello's got it, and the Bears have got it. Now Pinello back on the outside, backing up with Wendt. Now right side is Craig. Craig on the wing. Craig just had it stolen away. Oh, Craig just beat Ferreira that time, but he got too low off the glass. He went in for the layup, but he couldn't make it happen. Rebound Havlicek. Now the give and go to Mike. Mike with a low bounce pass, three ball on the way. Wells. Oh, Wells with a three. Man. Penguins are firing threes all over the place, and the Bears have called another timeout with 9:43 to go. It's 22-7 as Scott Shelton's getting ready to check in for the Penguins. At Golden State Baptist College, the Bears from Golden State Baptist play out of the Pacific Christian Athletics Conference. So tonight is not a conference game, fans. Penguins play in the California Pacific Conference, of course. So different conferences, but this game counts. It's very official. Anytime the Penguins get on the court, it counts. Penguins are in first place in the CalPAC Conference, which resumes this weekend. In fact, checking the schedule right now, January 26th, both men and women will be playing, 5:30 women, 7:30 men. That's against William Jessup, the Warriors. Followed up next Tuesday by a visit from Simpson University. Same times, 5:30, 7:30. You'll hear it right here on radio.dominican.edu. End of the timeouts come, 9:39. The clock is rolling, 22-7 DU. And Strauf is back in there. Valderrama's in there. Kruger, Havlicek, Shelton, and Ferreira for Tavani. 9:33, and there's a whistle blown. That's a second team foul. That one's called against Valderrama into the backcourt now. Strauf's got it. Valderrama's all over him. Just one man in the backcourt and one offensive player. Strauf brings it up with some great handwork. Strauf gets it over left side. Driving it in there is Chad Armstrong, a six-footer out of Winston-Salem. He's a freshman. He gets it indoors to Pinello. Pinello with a turnaround jumper. Can't get it to fall. Whistle. Third team foul committed by the Penguins. Bears haven't committed any yet.
Who's that on? Who's that on? What number? Thanks.
Fouls against Valderrama. Ball got batted out of bounds just with a couple of seconds rolling off the clock, and now the clock rolls again, 9:13, inbounds Bears. Uh-oh! And the throw-in was to Sean Jackson. He looked up. Ferreira got it after Jackson muffed it on the inbounds. Kevin Kruger scores the deuce on the fast break. Great handwork there for the Penguins to steal it away. Fling it baseball style the other end of the court, and Kruger just lays it in right side. Boy, that was a great play. Here's Pinello bouncing his way in, and Pinello has it stripped away. Penguins playing some pretty tough defense right now. Left side, Shelton with a jumper. Oh, Shelton in and out. Boy, he was right on the baseline. Shelton had a clean look at it. But he couldn't get it to go. Now Shelton's right in front of us, and he's defending against Strauf. Strauf gets around him, but runs into Valderrama. Now left side, Pinello. On the way, Pinello throws it away again. Kruger comes up with it. Pinello was looking for Jackson down low. Valderrama's got it. Kick out Ferreira, thinking about it. Nothing doing. Top of the key now, Kruger. Left side, Shelton. Shelton gets a nice bounce pass indoors. Oh, brother. And Nick Fahey's, check it. That was Havlicek came in and fell over the defender. And now the putback by Shelton goes down. So the Penguins were looking like they were going to go to the other end without much doing. Shelton comes in and cleans up the deal. Good play. 26-7. Penguins have got the Golden State's number on the jumper from Jackson. Goes for a three ball from about 22, nothing. Down with it is Valderrama. Now over to the right side, Shelton's got it. Ferreira, left side. Here goes Havlicek, drives in baseline, has it stripped away by Strauf. David Craig's going to come back in and place a Strauf. And Coach Devaney has called a timeout now. That's right, fans. Coming up on the 26th. Hey, I should also mention the women are playing this Thursday night at 5:30. So our next broadcast will be this Thursday. The Lady Penguins will be in the house against the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz will be here for a non-conference game before both the men and women resume conference play on Saturday. So it's the men tonight, the women on Thursday, and then conference play resumes on Saturday. Thursday night, 5:30 against the Banana Slugs, ladies only. And we will have it for you on radio.dominican.edu. 7:22 to go. 26-7, the Penguins on the short side. Shelton looking for a place to put it. Shelton only has 5 seconds. He has to heave it all the way back between the circles. Valderrama's got it. Valderrama now fires it over to Shelton, left side. 9 on the shot clock. Shelton goes 360. Gets it into Kruger. Kruger now hands it off to Havlicek. Havlicek, oh, he got it to go. 28-7 now, 7 minutes exactly across the middle. David Craig goes left side. Golden State has been in a shooting drought. They've gotten some clean looks, and they've gotten some good shots off. It's like there's a lid on the basket. 45, Sean Jackson's got it. He gets it over to Pinello. Jake Pinello, the 6'5" senior. Now they get it indoors. Pinello's got it off the glass. Just a little bit short. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. Hits the side of the backboard. Missed. Down with the Valderrama again. Pinello, 2 shots on goal. Oh, Valderrama almost walked with it. Almost stolen away. Back outside. Valderrama's got it indoors. Havlicek with the jumper whistle. No bucket. Havlicek will go up for a pair, 28-7, 6:25 to go. First team foul committed by the Bears. And re-entering the game, Josh Van Horn. And he's going to go in place of Jake Pinello. Havlicek misses the first one. He'll go for another one. On the way, and this one missed. Both of them he missed to the right. So across the middle on the fast break, the Bears have got it. They're set up. Josh Van Horn, now he kicks out left side. He didn't like what he saw. Chambers, outside. Van Horn on the way, 3 ball. Oh, he missed it a little tiny bit right. Now it's Havlicek comes down with it. Gets it out to Valderrama, who's going to slow things down. Valderrama has no place to put it. Uh-oh, Havlicek looked up on it. Now everybody's falling on it. Phil's got it. Indoors, Kruger. Kruger, kick out. Ferreira thinking three doesn't want to do it. Now they're looking for a shot clock reset. It says 19, but they go to 35. They're going to move it to 31 as the Penguins are sending in some new men. Chris Souza's come in, our player of the game last game. Back in there, Nathan Rogoff. And Nick Fahey. Boy, Souza had a heck of a game the other night against Maritime Academy. Uh-oh, Ferreira's got it in the left corner. Three ball on the way. Ferreira, oh, he missed it a little bit short. And down with it, the Bears. David Craig's got it across the middle. Craig drives the lane. Oh, he slams into Ferreira. Ferreira and Craig end up on the floor. Oh, Ferreira got slammed. And he's rolling on his back. And Ferreira got hit in the groin. 5:39 to go. 28-7. Ferreira took a knee to the midsection, lower midsection. And, oh, he got double dipped in that he also was called for the foul. So not only did Ferreira get run into hard by David Craig, who came barreling in, but he took one right below the belt. David Craig misses this one very short. And he was called for the foul. Ferreira's going to come out now. Ray Chavez is coming in his place. And Havlicek's going to head to the bench as Adam Chavez. So the Chavez brothers in there, along with Nate Rogoff, Souza, and Nick Fahey. I don't even see Pat Fahey. I don't even see him on the bench. I wonder where Pat Fahey is. 28-8, fans. Adam Chavez goes left side, Ray. 5:28 to go in the first half. Halftime extravaganza coming up. Now the Penguins have got it. They whip it around the outside. They go to Ray Chavez, thinking three. Chavez heaves it back across the court. Nick, nothing. Nick drives the lane. Nick now fires it off to Adam. It looked like Nick was going to drive the lane himself, and at the last second, he put a no-look over to Adam Chavez and buried the deuce. 30-8 with 5 minutes exactly, fans, in the first half of this CalPAC, just a single game, non-CalPAC game, I should say. Non-conference affair tonight. Oh, man. Michael Strauff was thinking about it. He drove the lane. He gets up over Chavez and buries a great deuce. Strauff at 5-5. Chavez at 6-5. And he got it right over the top of him with perfect timing and laid in an elegant layup. Boy, that was pretty. 30-10. On the way, Adam. On the way, three ball, missed it left. The tip up by Susan, no. Nick Fahey gets it on the turnaround. Has it tipped away, no. And Strauff comes down with it. Strauff goes up the left side. Now a three ball on the way. Strauff in and out. Taken down by Adam Chavez. He kicks it off to Nate Rogoff, who's going to bring it across the middle now and slow things down. 30-10 with 4 minutes to go, fans, in the first half. 14 fouls committed by the Penguins, only one committed by the Bears. Souza had it in his hands, and the whistle blew. Souza was a scoring machine just a couple of nights ago as the Penguins swept Cal State University Maritime Academy right here at the Collins Center. It was 3 days ago on the 19th. Penguins won, Penguin men won that one 85-56. Here's a jumper by Ray, in and out. Chavez, but the putback by Nick Fahey, no. Fahey comes down with his own rebound, and he kicks it back out. Here's Adam Chavez on the way for two. He missed that one right. Clock rolls, Penguins down with it. Ray comes down with it and gets it to Nate. Nate on the top of the key. Nate with a runner, gets it indoors to Chavez, and it goes down, and he gets the whistle. Foul is called against Jake Pinello, his second, and Adam Chavez will go to the line, 32-10. The Dominicans are on top with 3:32 to go. Chavez misses this one to the right by a lot. I'm going to have to talk to Adam about that. He was the first guy here while I was setting up the gear. Adam Chavez was the only guy in the Collins Center practicing for, I would say, close to 30 minutes before anybody else showed up. Pinello gets the no-look pass, and now Pinello with the nice rhythmic deuce from right under the hoop. Here's a bounce pass from Nate as the Penguins transition very quickly. I like to see that. Nick Fahey drives the lane. He kicks it out to Ray. Back over to Nate. Left side, Adam. Three ball on the way. Oh, he rattles it in. Chavez is starting to zero in now. Hey, did you give us that? Did we get the score? 35-12. All right. Chavez had the three ball there. Over to the left side now. Here's Wendt. Wendt kicks out. Wendt takes it. Wendt. And he missed it. Left side. No look to Adam. Layup. Missed it. After the pass from Rogoff went, Chavez brought it across. Adam Chavez. He no looked it. He actually looked over to the right like he was going to throw it to his brother Ray. Flipped it left. Nate Rogoff came up with it, fired it right back to Chavez, and he missed a layup. On the subsequent series, the Bears took it down, and the Penguins stole it away, and now the Penguins are on offense. Nick Fahey, has got the ball on the right side. He flips it over to Souza in the corner. Souza with a low bounce pass. Outside, Souza with a nice head juke, and he walked with it. He didn't juke the ref. He juked me. He looked good with it, but I guess he walked with it. Adam Chavez now back to the bench. And Ryan Trammell's coming his place. Place is filling up. Today's the first day of classes here at Dominican University of California. And a ton of Penguin fans in the house tonight. 35-12. Penguins have been drawing really well during the break. Left side now. David Craig slammed into one of the DUs. Boy, that guy is not afraid of anybody. Craig just goes in there and starts pounding. Penguins steal it. Indoor Souza. Oh, Souza with a great backward pass to Ryan Trammell. That was a superb play. Souza looked like he was going to go up for the left-handed layup and passed it backward. Now Craig's got it. He drives the lane. Craig goes up and off the glass. No good. Nate's got it now, and the Penguins are in transition again. 37-12 with just 1:11 to go. And a whistle is blown as the Penguins were on offense. Fourth team foul is called against Stephen Wendt. Stephen Wendt is a 6'2" junior out of Santa Clara. The Penguins are going to have it on the short inbounds. They do so on the short side. Uh-oh. Stolen away now by Chad Armstrong all alone. Armstrong right side missed a layup. Armstrong all alone had stolen it away and missed a layup. And now Nate Rogoff throws it into the Bears bench. Nate was looking for Nick Fahey. Fahey ran across the timeline, and Nathan Rogoff chucked it away after the Bears had done the Penguins a solid by missing that layup. And there's 26 seconds on the shot clock, 46 overhead. So the Penguins are going to get the ball back, probably. Van Horn's got it, and he drives in right side, two steps, short. Well, Van Horn is looking for a foul. He doesn't get it. 35 seconds to go, 32 on the shot clock. Nate's going to bring it across slowly. The Penguins are going to want to get off one score before the buzzer. Left side, Ray Chavez. Now 22. Coach yells, move it. Now Ray's got it on the left wing. He's out there at about 25. He doesn't want to shoot it. He's getting double teamed. Oh, Ray drives around the two guys. And a soft jumper in and out. And it tips out. And Ray was trying to get his own rebound. He couldn't do it. 8.5 seconds to go. Chavez had pulled a superb move to get away from two defenders. He beat them both. But then he missed the shot. So he makes the hard ones, but that one wasn't quite as hard as you might think. And now dribbling the ball was Craig. Craig wants a foul as the clock runs out. Craig was tripped, but I think he was just playing so hard that he slammed into one of the Penguins that had come set. There's the buzzer, fans. 37-12. It's 8 p.m. on the West Coast, fans. Straight up on Tuesday, 22nd of January, 2008. You're listening to live Penguin basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting worldwide, as usual. Stuart Horn with you. The end of the first half has come. The Penguins are up 37-12. 37-12 against the Golden State Baptist College Bears. The Penguins welcome the Bears into the house. I want to give a shout-out to all the Bears fans listening around the world. And, of course, DU fans, well, you're welcome, too. And I am so glad you decided to spend this evening with me. So we're going to send it now back to the studio for some more Indian unsigned music for about 9 minutes, and I'll be back with the halftime extravaganza and the second half on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu, getting ready for the second half of play as the Penguins are taking on the Bears from Golden State Baptist College. The Bears are in the house for the second half. They're ready to go. so am I. The Penguins sending their players out on the floor. It'll be Rogoff, Wells, Trammell, Chavis, and Chavis. For Golden State, Craig, Jackson, Pinello, Chambers, and a player I can't see who's standing behind the referee. And that's Steven Wendt. Clock rolls. We're underway. Second half action. Back and forth now. The Penguins on offense. Nate Rogoff stole it away. The Penguins are actually on defense. Fouls called against Sean Jackson when Nate swiped it away. So Adam Chavis is going to bring it in. He throws it into the backcourt to Nate Rogoff. 19:45 to go. Penguins moving off to our right now from the Q to the P on the old computer keyboard. Nate has it straight away between the circles. Penguins just flipping the ball around, working it mostly on the perimeter. They're looking indoors. Nate over to the right. Wells, no look. Soft side, Wells. Oh, Nate wanted to get it to Wells. And here's a jumper by Ray Chavis. And he opens the... He opens with a three ball. Ray Chavis in the corner, 40-12. 40-12. Penguins playing pretty well. The Bears, it's not their playing. Their play isn't so good. It's just that it seems like there's a lid on the basket. Now right, left. I mean, they are the champs in the Pacific Christian Conference. And they're 2-0 so far in their conference this year. Now they've got the ball, and the inbounds goes all the way to the back. And somehow it was saved by Sean Jackson. What an athletic move. So the point there is the Bears are no slouch. They just had a rough first half. I think they might get something going here in the second half. Here's a three ball up by David Craig, and he missed it a little bit short. Adam Chavis comes down with it. Just a tiny bit short. Here's a jumper by Ray. Ray, who just scored a big three ball, and they give the ball to the Penguins after it's tipped out of play between Ryan Trammell and Jake Pinello. 18:19 to go, 40-12. Inbound, Chavis has got it on the right side. Now is Nate out on the wing. Nate, kick it back over to Ray. Now Nate backs up and surveys. Over to Ray, three ball on the way. Boy, this Ray Chavis is just trying to rain down the threes. He made one, now he's missed two in a row since then. Now they fire it over. Here's another three ball, Ray on the way. In, whistle. Oh, they call off the bucket.
What was the call? Hey, what's the call there?
17:55 to go, 40-12. One team foul committed by the Bears, none committed by the Penguins so far. In the second half, 40-12. Left side now, driving in for Golden State is Chambers. Chambers has it stripped away, and Adam Chavis comes up with it. Nate now, stutter steps. Nate out to Ray. Now Ryan, they get it down low. Oh, and Adam Chavis sops it in there as he slams up against Pinella. Chavis just pounded off of him with perfect patience. And then he let it fly. 17:20 to go. Left side is Craig. Craig has the blue socks all the way up to the knees, almost. Wearing them very high. And he tries to hit Pinello indoors, and the Penguins steal it away again. 42-12. Ray, left side, thinking three with a head fake. Ray now off of the foot of one of the Bears. Ray outside. He gets it to Wells, drives the lane. Wells with a jumper, no. Back, Adam Chavis turns around and puts it home as Wells had missed it with the runner right in the middle of the lane, and now a timeout has been called by the Bears. But on that play, Michael Wells drove the lane nicely, and he penetrated okay, but then he just flipped the ball up a little bit too short, and Adam Chavis was waiting in perfect position just in the unlikely event that Mike would miss that shot. He did miss it slightly, and Adam was right there with the putback. His timeout brought to you by the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Pick up your copy today and find him on the web at marinij.com. The Marin Independent Journal, proud sponsor of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams, Multi-purpose facility scheduled for groundbreaking in 2009 here at DU. 16:50 to go, 44-12 fans. Off to the left side now. The Bears work the ball to Strauf, who's come back in. Strauf now fires it across. The Penguins are not allowing the Bears to get anywhere near the hoop. And that's been the problem. Now they get it back over to Pinello. Pinello now fires it over into the corner. Left side, Jackson, the top scorer. Jackson goes dribble drive. Oh, and Jackson ends up flipping it back up to Wendt. Outside, here's Pinello on the way. Three ball, and they call it off. The buzzer sounded just as the ball left the fingertips. And they call off the bucket after Pinello buries a big three. But it turns out to be nothing. 16:14 to go. Oh, the clock is harsh. Now Nate Rogoff is at the top of the key. He fires it in to Trammell. And Trammell gets a good bounce off the rim, and it falls. 16 exactly, fans. 16 minutes, 46-12. DU fans are loaded in this place. Golden State now working the perimeter. Now they kick it back outside to Ramsey. Ramsey at the top of the key. He goes to Craig. Craig now works it outside. Now driving the baseline is Wendt. Foul is against Michael Wells, and that's the first team foul committed by the Penguins in the second half. 46-12 with 15:42 to go. I said it was Wendt that drove against the baseline, but it was actually Sean Jackson. Jackson was the guy who was fouled, and he knocks down the first free throw as Kruger comes back in place of Adam Chavis. And the second free throw is missed. 15:40 to go, and the Penguins bring it down after the rebound by Kruger. Back and forth now, Nate working the ball nicely. Now left side, Kruger. Now Wells. Now they fling it way across to Ray Chavis. He gets it indoors with the turnaround and the jumper and Kruger. And no, but he gets his own rebound. He puts it back up. No. And, oh, Ryan Trammell gets a rebound and can't get it to fall. And Kruger then gets a rebound. Man for man, the Penguins have the height advantage here. No question about that. Four rebounds in a row. Of course, they unfortunately couldn't get the putback on any of those four. Well, three. It was a shot and then three rebounds. But they did draw the foul ultimately, Kruger. And he makes the first one, and he makes the second one. 48-13. 15:15 to go in the second half, fans. It's a non-conference night. As Golden State has suited up John Craig, he's coming in. And a three ball goes up by Jackson, taken down by Pinello after Jackson missed. Now a three ball thrown up by Craig with a limp wrist. No. Nate Rogoff brings it down, and Rogoff very quickly in transition, but now he slows things down. Rogoff over to Wells on the left wing. Wells thinks three ball. No. Ray on the way. Three ball. Chavis in and out. Pinello comes down with the rebound. Pinello now goes between the legs, and he flips it off to Ramsey, left side. Ramsey brings it across the middle. Back over to Pinello. Now they get it off to Strauf. Craig, top of the key. Driving it in now. Oh, man, that was a perfect runner by Eric Ramsey. Missed it just a little bit left. Now Ramsey ends up on his back sliding. It's 5-on-4, Penguins. Ray Chavis outside. Kruger with the head fake. Kruger kick out. Ray on the way? No. Oh, he almost chucked it away, but Nate came up with it straight away. Rogoff doesn't want to shoot from out there. Left side, Wells. Now they get it to Ray's all alone on the wing. No, he didn't take the shot. Nate thinking three on the way. Oh, Rogoff! Buries a three ball from 22. Maybe more. Rogoff had such a clean look, he just couldn't pass it up. Even though he was way out there, he had all kinds of time to look at it, focus on the bucket. Penguins get it out of bounds now as they force the issue against David Craig. For the Bears, John Craig has entered the game, re-entering Ben Chambers and Stephen Wendt. See if I have that right. Yeah, that's right. So Went now is guarding Wells on the inbounds. Wells goes three ball, no. Down with it is Ryan Trammell, and he goes for the putback, no whistle. Saved from falling out of bounds by Kruger, no whistle. Went gets it on the give and go. Man, it was 5-on-3 there, and the advantage was the Bears for a second as two Penguins had fallen out of bounds. Now a super play on the inside by Ben Chambers. Chambers flips it over to John Craig with the layup. Craig makes the deuce, 51-15. Kruger, left side, Ray. Another three ball, Ray. Nope. Rebound now, Strauf. Strauf's bringing it up. Strauf is all over Valderrama. Or I should say it's the other way around. Valderrama's plastered to Strauf. Now on the right side, here goes Pinello. Pinello is thinking of driving the lane. Pinello's outside. He's right at the elbow. He kicks off to Wendt. Now top of the key is Strauf. Strauf doesn't know what to do with it. Penguins are playing some massive defense all of a sudden. Strauf drives in right side against Valderrama with the jumper. Oh, off the glass. Great play there by Strauf. Strauf cans a deuce, 51-17. 12:22 to go, fans. Right side, Kruger. Now here's Wells, way out there. They go back top of the key to Ryan. Ryan's got the jersey out. I can see him tuck that in. Now Ray Chavez thinking three. Ray's made a couple of them tonight, but he's shot it a bunch of times. And now it's stolen away by Pinello, and it goes into the hands of Craig. Penguins were just trying to work the perimeter there, and it was stolen. Pinello with good hands. Wentz got the ball at the top of the key. He flips it out to Armstrong. Now they get it indoors, Pinello. Pinello way outside. Strauf, left side now, Wendt. Now he tries to fire it indoors, and it goes out of bounds off of Pinello. Jacob Lambert has come in. And returning, Josh Van Horn. Jacob Lambert is a 6'2" freshman out of Winston, Georgia. So this is the first we've heard of him tonight. 11:30 to go in the second half for the Penguins. Ferreira's come back in, and Kruger with a turnaround jumper after the low assist by Ferreira. Ferreira's got that low bounce pass down. And it's Penguin ball after the Bears then subsequently throw it away. Ferreira, with a perfect assist there, set that play up. And the Penguins were able to score. 53-17. Clock rolls 11:14 to go now, fans. Second half. Now Mike Wells has got it right in front of the broadcasting area. Left side, Ferreira thinking three. Oh, Ferreira had a good head fake, but he didn't take it. Over to Valderrama. Now Wells between the circles. Wells drives the lane. Wells sees a hole and a whistle. Foul is called against Ben Chambers. Chambers a six-footer out of Santa Clara. 10:56 to go, 53-17. DU on top. So Wells has got it. Left corner, Ferreira drives, baseline. Oh, kick out. Havlicek had it stolen away. Havlicek couldn't hold on to it. Here's the runner and a big-time horseshoe from John Craig with a jumper. Ferreira's got it across the middle. Ferreira goes 360. Ferreira to Valderrama. Now Wells drives the lane right side. Wells goes up and he slams into Jacob Lambert. And they're going to call it against Lambert. Wells was driving the lane, and I mean he was coming hard. And Lambert just threw the body in front of it, but he hadn't come set, so Wells on the line now. Wells cans the first one. Wells with the Mohawk spiked up on the way. Wells cans them both. Shelton's in there now for Coach Tavani in place of Michael Wells. Scott Shelton comes in. He's got a, looks like he's got the right forearm bandaged up or something. He has maybe a strain on that muscle right on his forearm. And a timeout has been called now by Coach Tim Treiber. Penguins lead so far 54-17. We're almost halfway through the second half. Excellent crowd on hand. I mean, there's a ton of students in the house tonight. Today's the first day of as classes have resumed after the holiday break. .10:25 to go. This timeout's brought to you by Wells Fargo Bank. Visit a broker today for details about free checking with direct deposit for all Dominican students. 12 Marin locations to serve you. WellsFargo.com. Also brought to you by Puentes Taqueria, the best burritos in town. Located in the Montecito Plaza, Puentes Taqueria, another proud sponsor of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. Go down and say hi to Bobby. Or you can say hi to Bobby on the website, Puentes.com, Puentez.com. End of the timeouts. Come, fans, on radio.dominican.edu. Tavani with the dry erase board had all the players around him. He sends back out Valderrama, Ferreira, Kruger, Shelton, and Havlicek. 10:25 to go, 54-17. Inbounds, Golden State's got it into the backcourt. David Craig now. He's got Valderrama all over him. Craig coming up. Our next broadcast is going to be two nights from now, Thursday, women only at 5:30. Next men's broadcast. Uh-oh, Craig has it stolen away by Ferreira. Ferreira goes left side against Lambert. And Ferreira goes coast to coast and puts it away. Oh, Ferreira almost stole it away again in the backcourt from John Craig. Ferreira, uh-oh, now it's stolen by Valderrama. Left side, Shelton goes up. Shelton, oh, Shelton a little too hard. And the putback now by Kevin Kruger. Shelton went in so fast that just the momentum and the speed of the ball and how fast he was going. And it was a little high off the glass for it to fall. But the putback was good, 58-17, inside of 10 minutes, fans. Left side now. Penguins work in the perimeter. The Bears work in the perimeter. Here goes a three ball by Craig. Ooh, just a little bit deep. Kruger comes down with it. Valderrama's got it now in the backcourt, and he's being guarded by David Craig. Coming up on 9 minutes. Havlicek now. Shot clock was not reset. And that's Zoe Bagala on the shot clock. Bagala with a broken leg, though, so we'll give her a pass. .9:14 to go. Bagala, one of the stars on the volleyball team. Not on the shot clock team, though. 48-17. Left side, Havlicek drives the lane. Uh-oh, Havlicek bounced it high. Somehow, Souza, who's just come in, had to get away from him, and Souza had it batted back. No foul called. Souza with the street socks, the black street socks, and black shoes. So that's a different look. He's the only guy in the house. Oh, no, that's not right. Shelton has black shoes, too. And maybe no socks. I'm not sure. Left side, Chambers, kick out. They get it back up to the top to Josh Van Horn. Over to the left side. Now here comes Jackson, the leading scorer. Jackson with a soft jumper deep. And the putback by Chambers is no good. Oh, it is good. Chambers with a nice finger-rolling putback. Very softly, 58-19. 8.5 to go, fans. Shelton on the left side. Oh, Shelton. And the ball's alive. Shelton thought it went out of bounds, but came off the foot of Lambert. Now Valderrama. Now straight away, Shelton with a low bounce pass. Indoors, Havlicek. He's got problems. Havlicek off the foot and chasing it out of play. Oh, I'm not sure who the push was against. Havlicek had Sean Jackson all over him. Foul's called on Sean Jackson, but Jackson came up and gave Havlicek a low five as if to say, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Inadvertent shove. And that was a classy move by Jackson. He didn't mean to do it. So Jackson now out in his place, Eric Ramsey. So Ferreira now out on the right wing. Ferreira fires it indoors to Havlicek. He was trying to find Souza down low, but the Bears got in the way of it. It came off the foot of Ramsey. Jacqueline Woodall working the buzzer tonight. Havlicek up to the top. Shelton, left side, Valderrama. Valderrama heaves it across to Ferreira. Ferreira to Souza down low. Right side, Souza back outside, throws it away. Chad Armstrong got in the way of that one. Now he hands it off to Strauf, who brings it up. Back to the top of the key, Ramsey. Now they work it to Wendt. Now Ramsey, three ball on the way, missed it to the right. Ferreira trying to come down with it, and the Penguins are going to get the ball after it goes out, 58-19. 7:37 to go, fans. In the backcourt, Valderrama. Valderrama's against Strauf. And Valderrama with some brilliant handwork, and Strauf can't beat him. The Penguins with the putback after the miss by Havlicek, and it won't go. It just won't go. Chad Armstrong with his first team foul, his first personal, sixth team foul committed by the Bears. The Penguins only have one team foul in the second half. And it was against Havlicek here. He'll go to the line. Havlicek buries the first one. Phil Havlicek's a 6'4" junior out of San Francisco. And he makes the second one. 60-19. Non-conference event tonight. As the Bears from Golden State Baptist are in the house. Up, stolen away. Adrian Valderrama, one-on-one, right side, layup, he missed it. Down with it is Pinello. Oh, man. Valderrama had a clean look at it. There was one guy gaining on him, and that was Chad Armstrong. But Valderrama will see that on film and knock himself in the head with the butt of his hand like he could have had a V8, but he could have had an easy layup. And he missed it. 7:03 to go. Valderrama usually very sure-handed. Just got a little pumped on that play, I think. Shelton outside. Souza indoors. Havlicek, great patience. Havlicek buries the deuce. 62-19. 6:40 to go. Left side. Shelton is working defense up against Pinella. Oh, Shelton doing a good job there, keeping on it. Ramsey now outside. Wendt, three ball on the way. Oh, Wendt buries a tray. Great three ball. Smooth by Wendt out on the right wing, way out there at about 24. Left side now. The Penguins drive it in. They kick out. Nick Fahey goes to Shelton. Now Adrian. Valderrama's got to get rid of it. They get it over to Souza, and he throws it away. Michael Strauf comes up with it. That's two in a row for Souza. Oh, Strauf slams into Shelton, who hits the deck, and a two ball goes up softly from Chad Armstrong from the right wing. Not a real long play. Oh, the Penguins in quick transition. They heave it the length of the court. Havlicek came up with it, and he ends up going to the line. I think the foul is against Strauf. I'm not sure. So now Coach Treiber has subbed in a bunch of players and some fresh legs. And we'll bring those to you as quickly as I can. Josh Van Horn's back in there. Along with David Craig. Jacob Lambert has re-entered. Sean Jackson stayed in the game. And I know there's one more that I'm probably missing. Driving the lane now, oh, is Ben Chambers. Chambers had it. And now the jumper goes by Josh Van Horn. He missed it a little bit deep. Down with it, Havlicek. Good rebound work there. Havlicek being accosted in the backcourt by Lambert. Lambert's just climbing all over him with some great defense, Lambert. The Penguins are able to bring it up. Ray Chavez, gets a low bounce pass to Havlicek, working it indoors. It's tipped away by Lambert, and the Bears come up with it. Coming up on 5 minutes. Three ball on the way. Josh Van Horn missed that one deep. Pegwood's down with it. One on one. Souza with the layup missed it. Souza drew the foul and ended up on his back, slamming up against the padded wall on the northern end of the Conlin Center.
Hey, who's that on? 2-5?
Thank you. David Craig with the foul.
Now I missed it. Did Souza make that?
Souza makes the first one, and he cans the second one. And so Souza picks up a pair there for the Penguins inside of 5, 65-24. Jump shot goes off from the left wing by David Craig. Penguins come up with it. No look pass. By Souza was fed by Ray Chavis on a no-look sneak play. Chavis came up, was looking the other direction, hit Souza all alone under the bucket. Now it's stolen away by Bergman, who's come in for the Penguins. Bergman to Chavis, right side. Oh, Chavis gets it to fall at the last instant. Great play there by Bergman to Chavis. On the floor for the Penguins, Souza, Chavis, Valderrama, Shelton, and Bergman. Bergman gets a foul now as the bucket goes down by Ben Chambers. And the basket scores, and he's going to go to the line, 69-26. We're coming up on 4 minutes. Ray Chavis is out. Ferreira's back in there now. Chambers is a six-footer out of Santa Clara. He's a senior on the way out. Oh, it was in and out. And it was tipped out by Jacob Lambert. Lambert couldn't hold on to it on the rebound. The Penguins come up with it now. Penguins across the middle. We're at 4 minutes exactly, fans. Souza right side. Ferreira now calling out the play. Bergman top of the key. Bergman with the hose high. The black socks all the way up. Left side now is Souza. Bergman finds Shelton all alone. Shelton in the key with a jumper. Oh, he missed it right. The put back by Bergman goes down for two. A play by 4-0. Todd Bergman's a 6'7" senior out of Stockton. He cans the deuce. 3.5 to go. Here's a long three ball thrown up by Jackson. And that's good from the right wing. Majestic floater for three by Jackson. 71-29. Left side now is Shelton driving the lane. Shelton now tried to kick it out to Bergman, but it was stolen away by Jackson. Shelton had nowhere to go with that one. Over to the left with a nice no-look to Chambers. Chambers ends up on the floor. So does Shelton. Chambers slammed right on top of Shelton. And Shelton picks up his first personal foul. Third team foul for the Penguins. 8 committed so far by the Bears in the second half. So Chambers will go back to the line. Shelton's in there, a 6'1" senior out of San Luis. And this one tips out. Chambers misses. Steven Wentz back in there. Michael Strauff is back in there. And Eric Ramsey has re-entered the game for the Bears. Penguins have Ferreira, Souza, Bergman. Oh, the second one's missed. Shelton and Valderrama out there. 71-29, 3 minutes exactly to go in this one, fans. Right side, Ferreira's got it again. Bergman sets up the screen. Top of the key. Now Shelton. Left side, Souza with a head fake. Back to Bergman on the way. Oh, he thought three, didn't want to do it. Hand fake. Ferreira flips back to Bergman. Right side. Left side now. Here's Shelton for three. No. Tipped out, and Went comes down with it. Went with the rebound after Shelton missed it just a tiny bit short. Left side now, Ramsey. He passes it back off to Jackson. Jackson with the runner left side. Oh, man. Jackson hits the deck and gets the bucket. No foul. 2:22 to go. 71-31, DU. Penguins are first place in the Cal Pack. And they will resume conference play Saturday night. Now the Penguins cough it up, and here's Jackson for three left side. He missed that one a little bit right. Ferreira down with it. Flips it off to Valderrama. Valderrama brings it up on the left side. Now he transitions to the right, and he was looking for Souza, and he throws it into the Penguin bench. And Sean Jackson helps Souza up. Sean Jackson's all right. That's the second guy, second Penguin that Sean Jackson has helped up. So he's not only a pretty darn good shooter, but he's also a pretty nice guy, it seems. 71-31, 1:40 to go. On the right side, driving in is Ben Chambers. He missed it a little bit right. Souza broke it up. Ferreira comes down with it. Ferreira goes coast to coast. Now no look over to Bergman. Flips it up to Valderrama. They're going to have to slow things down. We're at a minute and a half, fans. Coach Cretion is calling out the play. And the Bears steal it away. Then back across the middle, Chad Armstrong and Souza came in to break it up. So Michael Strauss going to bring it back in. 1:15 to go, fans. Right side, Strauss got it. He's thinking three ball. Strauss tries to drive the lane himself, ends up on the floor. And the Bears come up with it. Oh, right under the hoop is Wendt. And the Bears worked that thing. They had the Penguins break in the other direction. And the Bears, oh, now the Bears steal it away. After Wendt scores the deuce, we're inside of a minute. Bringing it up now is John Craig, who's re-entered the game. Here's his brother, I believe. It's David Craig. Craig now drives inside. Craig gets blocked by Valderrama. Foul is called now against Souza, his second, but with less than a minute to play, it shouldn't matter too much. 71-33, fans. Inbounds. Craig on the way. Craig missed it a little bit short. Oh, he had a clean look at it. 30 seconds to go now. Across the middle, Valderrama. And the shot clock. Well, the shot clock is on. Shelton's got it. Shelton flips it back to the top. Ferreira. Ferreira's just going to eat it for a minute. And they go back to the top. Valderrama's got it. Uh-oh, and now it's stolen away from Valderrama by Ramsey. Takes it the length of the court, and Ferreira gets a massive rejection. And no whistle. Ferreira goes up, and with the left hand, pounds that thing almost out of the Conlin Center. Inside of 10 seconds to go. The whole crowd came up and got totally stoked on that. Here's a quick up and jumper by Ramsey. Missed it. Back at him. Penguins come up with it. Ferreira's got it. There's the buzzer. Well, the Penguins win a big one. Well, they win big, I should say, 71-33. It was not a big one because it was a non-conference game. And both teams shaking hands now right in front of the broadcasting area, which sits high atop center court looking down on the area of play. Big shout-out to DU fans listening worldwide and my personal thanks for you sitting in and listening to this game tonight. Next broadcast is Thursday at 5:30, Penguin Women against the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz. Women only that night. And then both teams resume CalPAC play, back to conference play, where the Penguin men are in first place and the Penguin women are making a tremendous run. Penguin women are coming on strong in the second half of the season. Very strong, beating Menlo and then Cal State Maritime consecutively. Penguin women are right back in it. Penguin men are leading the conference. So you want to be sure to listen to that one. That'll be a CalPAC doubleheader Saturday night. So until then, fans, until Thursday when the women tip off at 5:30 against the Lady Banana Slugs, Stuart Horn signing off. For the entire DU radio crew, for our academic advisor, Melba Beals, Hope you have a great night. We'll talk to you Thursday. Penguins win. Penguins win.